愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
我们这个礼拜的读经进度到希伯来书的十一章。
Our family Bible reading for this week is Book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
好，那在希伯来书十一章里面在提到很多的信心的见证人。
In the Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, talked about many witnesses of faith.
好，我们先来看希伯来书的十一章。
So please turn to Hebrews 11.
十一章第一节。
Verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这里说信心是我们眼睛没有看见，但是觉得已经有证据。
So faith is something that we have not yet seen, but yet we have gained substance of it.
那眼睛没有看到是什么？
What is it that our eyes have not yet seen?
就是最伟大的存在，天上的真神。
That is the greatest existence of all, our true God in heaven.
那神住的地方就是天国。
And the place where God abides, that is the heavenly kingdom.
那眼睛没有看到，包括神创造世界。
And things that are not seen includes God's creations.
我怎么知道神创造世界呢？
How do I know that God created the world?
因为我们信，所以我们就知道。
It is by faith that we know this.
所以信心就带领我们进到生活的另外一个层面。
So by faith, we can enter into a new level or new dimension.
一个没有信心的人，他活着是在看得见的世界里面。
A person without faith live in this world only.
一个有信心的人，他是活在不但是看得见，他是活在看不见那个世界里面。
But a man with faith can live in a world that is unseen.
那个世界叫做灵界。
And that world is called the spiritual realm.
有一天，如果我们信心垮台了。
One day, if we lose our faith,
我们的生活又回到物质界里面。
Then we return back to this material world.
所以我们跟神的关系是借着信心建立的。
So our relationship with God is built upon faith.
好，那第一节说信心是所盼望的事情感觉到有把握。
So verse 11 tells us faith is to have substance in the things that we hope for.
这个所盼望包括现在。
What the things that we hope for, including the things we hope for in this world.
神给我们很多的应许。
God has given us many promises.
要给我们力量。
Give us strength.
要给我们平安。
Peace.
要给我们智慧。
Wisdom.
哦，那这些应许，在基督里都是是的，都是实在的。
And all these promises are true in Christ Jesus.
好像一张支票，写要给我们什么签名是主耶稣。
It is just like a check that we receive from the Lord Jesus, promising to give us certain things.
那接受的人是他的儿子。
And the payee of this check is his children.
就是接受洗礼的人。
That is those of us who have been baptized.
那这一张支票不会退票。
And this check will never bounce.
因为是主耶稣写的。
Because it is signed by the Lord Jesus.
那怎么让这一张支票能够兑现？
And how can we cash this check?
就是信心。
It is by faith.
所以当我们有信心，
so when we have faith,
我们知道神的应许一定会实现。
We know that God's promises will be fulfilled.
因为如果不实现，他就背乎他的本性，因为他的本性是信实的。
And if not, then he goes against his nature. His nature is faithfulness.
所以一个有信心的人是一个有盼望的人。
A man of faith is also a man of hope.
盼望神的每一个应许都可以实现。
To have hope that every promise of God will be fulfilled.
那神这么多的应许，我们相信几点，我们就可以体验几点。
And of all the many promises of God, the more that we can believe, the more we can experience.
那一生跟恩典就够用了。
Then the grace of God will be sufficient.
那如果我们相信不到一点，我们一生就什么都体验都没有。
But if we fail to have faith in God, then we cannot experience His grace and blessings.
所以信心是对所盼望的事情感觉到有把握。
So faith is to be assured of the things that we hope for.
那有盼望的事情还包括我们死以后。
The things that we hope for, we also hope for the things in the life to come.
我们盼望能够见到神。
We hope to be able to see God.
得到神的赞赏。
And to receive his reward.
啊，得到神在天国给我们的荣耀。
To receive the glory that He has in store for us. 啊，
这个就是信心集中的目标。
And so this is the ultimate goal of our faith.
所以信心就会让我们知道死没有结束，死还有一个另外的开始。
So by faith we know that death is not the end of all, but yet it is a new beginning.
那是更好的。
A beginning of something better.
那是永远的。
Beginning of something that is eternal.
因此圣经里面讲的信心不是世界上里面讲的自信心。
So the faith in the Bible is different from the confidence that we talked about in this world.
世界上圣经讲的信心是对神的信心。
The biblical faith, it is the faith that we have towards God.
好，第二节。
Verse 2.
古人在这个信上得到美好的证据。
By it, the elders obtain a good testimony.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
在信仰的这一条道路上面。
In our journey of faith.
我们不是第一代。
We are not the first generation.
几千年来好多人相信有神。
In the past several thousand years, many believe in God.
就在他们相信有神当中，在生活中有很多很多很奇妙的体验。
And by believing in God, they have experienced many wonderful experiences.
那这些体验呢，就是一个证据。
And these, and their experiences are a good testimony.
证据有神。
They testify that God exists.
如果没有神，
if there is no God,
圣经这么多人物的体验难道都是假的吗？
Then their testimony would be false.
那如果没有神，
if God does not exist,
圣经这么多人的体验要怎么解释？
How do we explain their many experiences and testimonies?
另外一点，
furthermore,
既然神不会改变，
since God never changes,
昨日今日明日永远一样。
He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
那历史上很多对神有信心的人有这样的体验。
And since these historical figures, they have experienced God in many ways.
如果我跟他有一样的信心，
if we have the same faith as them,
我也可以有相同的体验。
Then we shall be able to have the same experience.
所以在十二章，我们看希伯来书十二章。
So in Hebrews chapter 12,
第一节
，verse one.
我们既然有许多见证人如同云彩围绕我们，就应当放下各样的重担，容易脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存忍心忍耐奔跑那在前面的路程。
Verse 1, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnare us, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
所以这里说这么多的见证好像云彩在围绕我们。
He says that the witnesses surround us like a great cloud.
我们生活的任何一个情况，在圣经里面都可以看到有信心的人，什么是靠神来解决的。
In every situation that we encounter, has been encountered by the saints of the past.
如果我们是第一代，
if we are the first faith,
我们可能是怕怕的。
Then we proceed with fear.
这个神是不是靠得住？
We are uncertain whether or not God is trustworthy.
如果真的信靠他，会不会出问题？
By trusting in Him, would it get us into trouble?
因为神跟人不一样。
Because God is different from man.
当人在结婚的时候，都是对对方有信心的。
When we get married, we have faith in our other half.
我找到最好的，所以我跟他结婚。
We found the best spouse, that's why we get married.
过了一段时间，你就发现对方靠不住。
After a while, we realize that our spouse may not be trustworthy.
人会变的。
Because man will change.
有的会变好，有的会变坏。
Some change for the good, others change for the worse.
有的是我们不知道，他没有变，他原来就是这样。
And there are things that are unknown to us, that they're always that way.
那结婚你才了解。
So after we get married, then we realize it.
所以说，因为误解而结婚，因为了解而分开。
So there's a saying that because we get married by mistake, but by knowing, we get a divorce.
但是我们的信仰生活完全相反。
But our life of faith is very different.
有这么多人有信心的在过生活。
There are so many people that have lived by faith.
神给他们的回应是这么美好的。
God's blessing, God's response to them was so wonderful.
所以如果我们有这样的信心，
so if we have such a faith,
我们也可以体会到信仰所带给我们美好的结果。
Then we can experience the fruitful results of our faith.
所以这么多人见证人，好像云彩围绕我们。
So there is such a great cloud of witnesses.
那我们叫脱去啊，放下各样的重担。
So we need to lay aside every weight.
啊，会影响我们奔跑天国路的，这个都是重担。
And the things that will affect us in our journey of faith.
所以在信仰生活上，好跟不好，用一个来决定。
So in our life of faith, what is good and bad is decided by this.
这会不会影响我们走天国路？
Whether it's good or bad depends on whether or not it will affect us in our journey of faith.
如果会就是不好。
If it will, then it is bad for us.
如果不会。
If it will not affect our journey of faith.
那就这样才是好的。
Then that is considered good.
所以我们要看清楚什么是重担。
So we need to see these burdens.
很多人羡慕的，从信仰上来讲，这不一定是好的，这是重担。
The things that people admire and seek after may not be good for us.
那下句说，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And the sin which so easily ensnares us.
哦，当人被罪缠累，人就跑不动了。
When we are ensnared by sin, we cannot move.
哦，所以要把罪拿掉。
So we need to take away the sins.
然后存心奔跑，那在我们前面的路程。
And to run with endurance the race that is set before us.
这是什么？
So what is this?
奔跑我们在前面的路程，就是写下我们个人的历史。
That is to write our own personal history.
历史在神的掌管之下。
Our history, our lives are in God's hands.
但是历史也是我们自己写的。
But we can write our own history.
如果我们有信心
，If we have faith,
神对我们的信心有一个回应
，If God responds to our faith,
我们就写下美好的历史，好像。希伯来书十一章。
We can write down a very good history, just as in Hebrews chapter 11.
如果我们对神没有信心
，If we do not have faith in God,
我们也写下自己的历史。
We also write down our personal history.
但是那是不同的历史。
But that is something different.
所以我们每一次参加一个人丧礼
，So when we attend the memorial service,
都有一个故人略历。
There is a personal biographical remarks.
从出生写到死。
Write down their lives from beginning, from birth to death.
前面可能是他的父母替他写的。
And the first part is probably written by their parents.
生在什么家庭，受什么教育。
They were brought up in such a family, undergoing certain education.
那接下去这段历史就自己写的。
But the latter part is their own personal history.
那我们怎么判断这个人的价值？
How do we determine the value of this person's life?
这个故人略历里面，凡是跟神有关系的，你把它画起来。
From their personal biography, we circle the things that are related to God.
因为跟神有关系，这个神是看不见的。
Because this God is invisible.
跟神有关系就是信心。
And the things that are related to God is done by faith.
那这个圈起来的部分就是它的价值。
And the things that we can circle, it is something of true value.
所以一个人在故人略历里面，你可以圈越多跟神越有关系的，这个人在神面前就越有价值。
So for a person's biography or history, the more we can circle that are related to God, the more value his life was.
但是整个里面你找不到一点跟神有关系的，这个人的价值就在他丧礼结束就结束了。
But if we cannot find anything of value, then this person's value ends after the memorial service.
他就被擦掉，历史上就被擦掉了。
Then his memory will be erased.
但是跟神有关系的，他就被记在神的生命册上。
But those that have are related to God of value, they are recorded in heaven.
所以圣经说，我们要行事为人，跟所蒙的恩相称。
So the Bible tells us that whatever we do must be according to the grace of our calling.
人跟神是不对等的。
And man cannot be equate to God.
人是一个尘沙。
And man is just like a speck of dust.
好像微尘。
It's just like nothing.
我们有没有看到？没有。
Our human existence is just as nothing.
有没有微尘？有。
Is there dust? There is dust.
为什么看不到？
Why is it that we cannot see dust?
太小了。
Because it's so minute.
神太伟大了。
God is so great.
那人怎么有可能过一个生活跟神在天平上称起来是对等的？
How can we live a life that can be compared to God in His balance?
那只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
就是人这边要不断地把神放进来。
That is, we must continue to place God in our lives.
我们每一件事情都把神放进来，我们的生活就跟神对等。
In every matter of our life, we place God in our lives so that we can be equal to God.
这就是人的价值。
And this will become the value of man.
离开神，人就没有价值。
Apart from God, we have no value.
不管人怎么看我们。
No matter how we are viewed by man.
好， 所以我们的历史是我们自己写的。
So our history is written by ourselves.
我们先来看希伯来书的十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 11.
当我们想到信心，
When we think about faith,
特别是真耶稣教会的信徒，
especially members in the True Jesus Church,
我们常常记到一句圣经节。
We are reminded of a verse.
信的人必有神迹奇事随着。
Those who believe, miracles and wonders will accompany them.
这是马可福音十六章。
And this is recorded in Mark 16.
也确实很多人在见证，因为信耶稣体验很多神迹奇事。
And this is the testimony of many that they have experienced many miracles and wonders.
并得医治。
Their sickness were healed.
魔鬼赶出去。
And the demons cast out.
得到圣灵。
They receive Holy Spirit.
困难得解决。
Their problems were resolved.
这个都没有错的。
All these are true blessings.
但是如果我们把信心只定义在神迹奇事上面，
But if we define our faith only upon miracles and wonders,
那我们的信仰生活就太狭窄了。
Then our life of faith is very narrow.
就变成说，我需要有困难的时候，我才需要信心。
Then it becomes that we only need faith when we encounter problems and difficulties.
有一天我如果很顺利、很健康、一切都很如意的时候，我就不需要信心了，因为我不需要神迹了。
If we live with a good health and our life is very prosperous, there's no need for faith.
啊，这个是对信仰不够完全的了解。
And this is because our understanding of faith is incomplete.
好，那如果我们看希伯来书的十一章。
So if we read Hebrews 11,
信心对我们有几个非常重要的影响。
And faith should have a very important influence in our lives.
其实我们生活很平安，信心非常重要。
Even though our lives may be very peaceful and prosperous, but yet faith is still important.
没有信心就没有信仰生活。
Without faith, we cannot live our life of faith.
没有信心，我们的生活就跟世界上的一模一样。
Without faith, our lives is no different than other people.
因为我们就掉回到物质界里面。
Because we have returned back to the second world.
我们的人生就局限在今生里面了。
Our lives is only confined to this material world.
那信心的第一个影响是什么？
What is the first impact of faith?
影响我们的价值观。
It impacts our values.
那价值观会影响我们每一个决定。
And our set of values affects every decision that we make.
我们看十一章，希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 11.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这里说，摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿的儿子。
By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter.
这里说摩西长大了。
He says that Moses, he grew up.
摩西在哪里长大？
Where did he grow up?
在埃及的王宫长大。
He grew up in the palace of Egypt.
当时埃及是文明的古国。
At that time, Egypt was a center of culture.
那这个王宫是一个最世俗的地方。
And the palace, it is the most secular place.
集中权力，集中金钱，集中享受，在一个地方。
It is a concentration of power and authority and enjoyment and wealth.
这三个都会腐化一个人。
And these things will corrode our faith.
但是摩西在王宫里面，圣经里面说，因着信长大了。
But here it says that by faith Moses, he grew up in the palace.
所以我们可以看到摩西的身体住在王宫里面，但是摩西的心并不在王宫里面。
So even though he physically was growing up in the palace, but his heart was not there.
这个叫做出世的心态过入世的生活。
And this is to live a life apart from the world.
出世出到哪里去？
And where did he live apart from this world?
出世就是进入灵界。
That is to he live in the spiritual world.
入世就是住在现实的世界里面。
But yet physically he lived in this world.
到底摩西的心跑到哪里去？
Where was the heart of Moses?
那我们看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
他因着信离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured to see him who is invisible.
这个地方讲啊，摩西的生活中有两个王。
Here says that there are two kings in the life of Moses.
一个是王宫的王。
One is the king of Egypt.
但是另外一个是更大的王。
There is a greater king.
但是这里说，这个王是看不见的主。
It is him who is invisible.
就是天上的神。
That is our God in heaven.
眼睛看不见。
He is invisible.
但是对摩西来说，
But yet for Moses,
因为他有信心，
by faith,
所以圣经说如同看见那看不见的神，
he was able to see him who is invisible.
所以他的心已经在神那里，
So his heart was with God.
如果他的心在神那里，
if his heart was with God,
那他就对自己的身份非常的珍贵。
Then he valued his own status.
他是谁？
Who was he?
他是以色列人。
He was a Hebrew.
以色列人是什么意思？
What does it mean to be a Hebrew?
叫做 Prince of God, 神的王子。
It means that he was the prince of God.
所以对摩西来讲，最宝贵不是我是埃及王的孙子。
And so, what is precious to Moses is not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
我是天上神的王子。
But rather, he is the son of the prince of heaven.
但这个神看不见啊。
So that is something that is not seen.
但是他因为有信心，就好像看见一样。
But by faith, he was able to see it.
啊，让我再看。二十六节。
Let us read verse 26.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因为他想望所要得到的赏赐。
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
这里说摩西想望所得到的赏赐。
Here says that Moses he hoped for the future reward.
王宫里面什么东西没有呢？什么都有。
In the palace, there is all kinds of things that he desires.
世间凡是有的王宫都有，因为他是王嘛。
Everything in the world can be found in the palace.
但是摩西想要的是赏赐。
But what Moses seeks is the true reward.
那这个赏赐是什么？
And what is this reward?
是天上的。
It is in heaven.
是从神来的。
It is from God.
这个就是摩西的价值观。
And this was the value of Moses.
看到看不见的神。
He valued God who is invisible.
看到天国的赏赐。
He saw the reward in heaven.
结果摩西就做了一个人很难做的决定。
So as a result, Moses made a very difficult decision.
我们看二十五节。
Verse 25.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
我们知道摩西舍弃了三件事情。
We know that Moses he forsook three things.
财产
，his inheritance.
享受
，his enjoyment.
地位
，and his position.
为什么
？Why was it?
因为他头脑的价值观。
Because he has a greater set of values.
就是从他的信心来的。
And he had these values by faith.
那今天对我们来讲有什么意义呢？
So today, what does it mean to us?
我们每一天都做决定。
Every day we make decisions.
那这个做决定就是我们价值观的表现。
And it is a reflection of our values.
就在我们做决定的时候就表现我们到底有没有信心。
When we make a decision, it shows whether or not we have faith in God.
比方说我们在找职业。
For example, as we are looking for a job.
当我们在找职业的时候。
When we look for a job.
是薪水越高升迁机会越大这就是越好吗？
Do we look for those that pay better and have greater career advancement opportunities.
或者我这个职业会对我的信仰有什么影响？做第一个考虑。
Or do we consider how this job will affect our faith?
如果我做了十年，
if we work for this job for 10 years,
我赚到好多钱，爬到很高的地位。
We earn a lot of money, we climb the corporate ladder.
但是我没有办法聚会。
But yet, if we cannot come to service,
我没有办法服侍神。
We cannot serve God.
最后信仰流失了。
At the end, we lose our faith.
那请问？这还算是好的职业吗？
Can this be considered a good job?
这还是我们应该选择的职业吗？
Is this the career that we should choose?
这个就是价值观的表现，这就是信心的地方。
So this is a reflection of our faith and our values.
所以信心是很实在的。
So faith is something that is very real.
就在我们决定的时候表现出来。
It is determined in our everyday decisions.
就好像我们决定结婚的对象。
For example, as we are choosing our spouse.
很多人有所谓的条件。
Some people have some preconditions.
但是大部分所谓的条件都是世俗的。
But these conditions are derived from the world.
到最后我们需要考虑的是什么？
What is our ultimate decision?
这个结婚的对象对我的信仰有没有帮助？
Will our spouse, after we get married, help us in our life of faith?
如果这个结婚的对象会把我拖垮我的信仰。
If we marry someone, that can cause us to ruin our faith.
到即使条件再好我也不能够接受。
No matter how good he or she is, we cannot accept the decision.
因为到最后信仰都脱垮的世界上还有什么价值？
Because if we marry someone and yet we lose our faith, what is the value?
这个叫做信心。
So this is faith.
但是当我们没有考虑信仰，
But if we do not consider faith,
我们只是所谓条件好，
If we only consider someone that has good condition or qualification,
那我们跟没有信的人到底差在哪里？
Then there is no distinction between us and the unbelievers.
它会影响我们配偶的决定。
And so our faith affects our decision making.
好像说我们要决定我住在哪里。
Well, for example, if we are deciding where to live,
当然有很多的因素。
There are many criteria.
到最后的因素还是只住在这里对我的信仰有什么影响？
And so the ultimate question is where we live and how it affects our faith.
如果我们住在一个没有教会的地方，
If we live in a place where it's far away from church,
我们有很强的使命感，使命感，我在那里传福音，要设立教会。
We have a strong determination to preach the gospel there, to establish a church there.
这是好的。
And this is out of a good intention.
但是如果我们没有属灵的使命感，
But if we do not have the spiritual sense of commission,
我们选择在一个没有教会的地方居住，
and we go and live in a place without church,
常常对信仰是负面的影响。
Often, this is detrimental to our faith.
所以信心影响价值观，价值观影响我们的决定，我们的决定影响我们每一天的生活。
So faith affects our decisions affect our values, and our values affect our everyday life.
因此，信心不能够只定义在神迹奇事上。
So faith cannot be only in miracles and wonders.
每一天的生活都需要信心。
In our everyday life, we need faith.
那每一天我们都可以体验到神。
And every day we can experience God.
第二点。
Secondly,
信心会决定我们的生活方式。
Our faith determines our way of life.
表面上看起来，我们生活方式，你怎么生活就怎么生活。
And outwardly, we can live whatever life we like to live.
但是我们的生活方式就是在讲我们的信心。
But the way that we live our life, it is an expression of our faith.
好，我们现在回来看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews 11,
第八节
，verse 8.
亚伯兰因着信蒙召的时候，遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。第九节
，verse 9.
他因着信就在所应许的地方做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟应许的以撒雅各一样。
Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go out to a place which he would receive as inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. Verse 9, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob,The heirs of him of the same promise.
这个地方说，摩西照神的命令就到神应许那块地去。
Here says that Abraham went out to the land of promise.
那这个就是迦南地。
And that was the land of Canaan.
圣经说那是牛奶与蜜之地。
Bible says that was a land flowing with milk and honey.
但是第九节当亚伯兰在迦南地的时候。
But verse 9 here says that when he was dwelling in the land,
这特别讲是应许之地,
the land of promise,
他好像就做客人,
he lived there as a sojourner.
Yeah. 然后他住在帐篷里面,
and he was living in tents.
就是他生活很简单,
so he lived a very simple life.
你看我们现在如果常常出门的人哦，这个行李都很简单。
So those of us who travel often, we travel light.
我曾经看过一个弟兄到英国差不多五个礼拜。
I saw a brother who went to the UK for 5 weeks.
他只一个背包就够，这真的是非常非常的简单。
And his only luggage was his backpack.
但是有的人不会打包啊，哇，几天出去已经两个 luggage.
And some people they don't know how to pack light. They carry several luggages.
但是如果我们常常旅行，我们就知道行李越少。越方便。
But if we travel often, we know that the lighter it is, the easier to travel.
行李越多，负担越大。
The more luggage we carry, the more baggage that we have to burden.
越多麻烦。
The more trouble it may create.
那人生就是一段旅程。
So our journey of life, it is a journey.
这亚伯拉罕在应许之地住帐篷。
Abraham, he lived in a land of promise, living in tents.
生活很简单。
He lived a simple life.
那我们就去想，为什么亚伯兰生活会这么简单？到底原因在哪里
？So why did he live such a simple life?
我们再来看第十节。
So if we read on in verse 10,
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、神所建造。
For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
那一座城是什么
？And what is the city that he waited for?
那一座城就是神所经营、神所建造。
It is a city built by God.
我们再看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
他们若想念所离开的家，还有回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，是在天上的。所以神被他们称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Verse 15, and if he had called, truly if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have the opportunity to return. 16, but now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
所以摩西的身体住在迦南地，他的心已经到天国了。
So even though Abraham, he lived in Canaan, but yet his heart is in heaven.
那既然心已经到天国，迦南地就很简单了，因为这是客人，有一天我要回家了。
And since his heart is already in heaven, then he lived a very simple life on earth.
所以简单的生活方式就是在反映我们把我们的盼望放在天国。
So as we live a simple life in this world, it shows that our hope is in heaven.
这个就是信心。
So this is faith.
不简单。
It is not easy.
所以信心会影响我们的生活方式。
So faith affects how we live our lives.
我们从圣经旧约到新约。
From the Old to the New Testament.
每一个属灵人生活方式都很简单。
Every spiritual person, they live a very simple life.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为太复杂的生活会影响我们的心。
Because if our life is too complex, it will affect our faith.
太多的这个distraction 就会引导我们分心了。
If there are too many distractions, it draws away our attention.
那这个神是一个灵。
God is a spirit.
是要用我们心去敬拜他的。
We must worship him in spirit and in truth.
当我们的心离开神。
If our heart is away from God.
我们跟神的关系就疏远了。
Then we will be very distant from God.
这个很简单，有时候夫妻一忙，没有机会谈话，过了一段时间，你就发现，关系比较疏远了。
Just like the husband and wife, if we get busy, if we do not talk to each other, we feel that we are become very distant.
那更明显是两代之间。
And more obviously, it is also between the two generations.
小孩子正在小的时候没有花时间，到最后你就发现他跟他没有什么感情。
When our children are young, if we do not spend time with them, we feel that there's a gap between us.
就彼此那个亲密已经失去了。
Then we've lost that sense of intimacy.
所以简单的生活能够使我们专心来渴慕神，来追求神。
So if we can live a simple life, we can spend more time to focus upon God.
这是信心的一个表现。
And so this is the manifestation of our faith.
好，我们现在再看另外一个人。
Let us continue on.
挪亚。
Let's look at the life of Noah.
在希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrew 11.
第七节。
Verse 7.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见之事，动了敬畏的心，预备一只方舟，使他的全家得救，因此就定了那个世代的罪，自己也承受那从信而得来的义。
By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of the things that he has seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became their heirs, of the righteousness which is according to faith.
神告诉挪亚。
Here God told Moses.
将来要用大水来毁灭这个世界。
God told Noah that the world will be destroyed by the flood.
你要造一个方舟。
God commanded Noah to build an ark.
然后要传警告，叫大家进来。
To preach the warning for everyone to enter the ark.
挪亚信呢，还是不信
？And did Noah believe or not?
如果他用眼睛来看
，If he look at it by his own eyes.
我从小长到现在，哪里有什么水大到会淹没这个世界
？He has never seen such a great flood that destroyed the world.
这不可能啊！
It seems impossible.
他就不会去造方舟。
So if he did not believe, he would not build the ark.
但这里说挪亚动敬畏的心。
But here says that Noah, he had a heart of fear, moved with godly fear.
神指示他未见的事情，眼睛没有看见，他很敬畏神，他知道神讲的是真的。
God warned him of the things that are not yet seen.
然后他就造方舟。
So he built the ark.
我们可以想想，挪亚当时世代的人，周围的邻居一定觉得挪亚是傻瓜。
So at the time, the other people probably thought that Noah was so foolish.
天天去砍柴，要造一个这么大的方舟，要做什么
？He went and prepared the wood to build such a great ark for what?
就是为着他全家得救。
It was for the saving of his own family.
等到方舟的门关起来。
When the doors of the ark were shut,
天开始下雨。
When the heavens opened,
那些人才想到，哎，挪亚讲的话真的太慢了。
Then the people believed in Noah, but it was too late.
好，那个方舟是什么？
What is this ark?
那个方舟就是真教会。
This ark represents the true church.
所以今天如果我们真的有信心，
Today if we truly have faith,
我们要把我们生活的焦点放在来建筑我们的教会。
We must place our focus upon building our church.
这个教会是属灵的。
The church is spiritual.
因为我们要借着教会得救。
It is by this church that we can be saved.
这样的生活方式在世俗人看起来，世界上看起来，这个是荒谬的。
And for the unbelievers, for the people of the world, this may be foolish.
哦，怎么有可能？
How is it possible?
但是如果我们对神动了敬畏的心，
But if we have godly fear towards God,
我们知道神讲的是真的。
If we know that what God said is true,
为什么还没有来？
Why is it that he has not yet come?
他是宽容。
Because he forbears us.
希望更多人能得救。
Hoping that more can be saved.
职业是我们维持生活的一个方式。
Our career, it is a means for our subsistence.
职业不是生活的目的。
Our career is not the purpose of our life.
那生活的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of our life?
服侍神。
It is to serve God.
建造教会就是我们服侍的，我们生活的目的。
It is to build up the spiritual ark, the church.
所以我们大家要尽最大的力量啊，为教会祷告，灵恩布道会要尽最大的力量来要牧道者。
So we must exert our greatest effort and strength, to prepare, for our convocation to invite our true seekers.
就像当时挪亚在造方舟一样。
Just like Noah building the ark.
这就是信心的表现。
So this is the manifestation of our faith.
如果我们的教会完全。
If our faith, if our church can be perfect,
有神同在
and have God's abiding,
我们的下一代能够在教会建立他的信仰
then our next generation can build up their faith in church.
这是何等的好
and how wonderful it would be.
所以我们大家要以这件事情做我们生活的目标
So this shall be the goal and focus of our life.
我们再看另外一个人生活方式
Let us look at another example.
我们看第十一章
Let us read chapter 11.
第五节
Verse 5,
挪亚因着信被接去不至于死人也找不到他
By faith Noah was taken away and
以诺第五节
Verse 5 is by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death
在圣经里面如果我们看创世纪
And so as recorded in the book of Genesis
第五章
Chapter 5
创世纪第五章
Genesis chapter 5,
22节
verse 22.
以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生养儿女。
After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. Verse 22.
这个地方在讲以诺与神同行。
He talked about how Enoch walked with God.
然后在希伯来书十一章说，以诺因着信被接聚。
And by faith.He was taken away, and he did not see death.
那为什么与神同行是一种信心？
Why is it that walking with God is a form of faith?
我们如果跟另外一个人在路上走路，
If we walk with someone,
第一个你要调整脚步。
We need to be according to their pace.
如果他走得很快，
If they walk fast,
我们可能要走得很快。
We must follow on.
或者要请他走慢一点。
And or we must ask him to slow down the pace.
这个这样才能同行啊。
And only so can we walk together.
那什么叫做与神同行？
So what does it mean to walk with God?
神看不见呢。
God is unseen.
那看不见要跟神同行就要信心呢。
And to walk with God requires faith.
那怎么同行？
And how do we walk with God?
不是叫神来跟我们呢。
It is not for God to walk with us.
明天要发生什么事情我就不知道了，我还可以叫神来跟我吗？
We don't even know what will happen tomorrow. How can we ask God to walk with us?
那我们要来跟神啊。
So we need to walk with God.
就每一件事情要求神带领。
In everything, in every matter, we must ask God to guide us.
然后照着神的旨意来生活。
To live according to the will of God.
看起来很抽象。
It seems very abstract.
但是这就是信心。
But yet, this is faith.
每一天与神同行。
To walk with God, every day of our life.
让神来带领我的道路。
For God to guide our path.
所以当一个人开始有信仰，
So when we have faith,
我们就发现我们失去了自由。
We realize that we have lost certain freedom.
什么自由？
What type of freedom?
我不再是我的主人。
No longer are we the master of our own life.
我的主人是那用宝血把我买出来的主耶稣。
Our master is the Lord Jesus Christ who has purchased us with his own blood.
所以我要跟着他走。
So we must follow him.
背起我的十字架。
To carry our own cross.
这样我才能够跟他上到天国。
Only in doing so can we follow him to heaven.
这个叫做以诺与神同行。
So this is how Enoch walked with God.
所以对一个有信心的人来讲，
For someone who have true faith,
他做每一件事情，
In everything that he does,
他要先祷告。
He must first pray.
神啊，你要我这样做吗？
To seek God's will.
那这个叫做与神同行。
So this is walking with God.
那这样的结果就是上到天国。
In doing so, we can follow God to heaven.
那对一个没有信心的人来讲，
For one who does not have faith,
我就是我，我要做什么就做什么。
I can do whatever and make whatever.
神就不见了，就消失了。
And God is invisible.
所以信仰生活是很实在的。
So a life of faith, it is something real.
最后一个。
Finally,
信心会影响我们的服事。
And faith will affect our servitude.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews 11.
第四节。
Verse 4.
亚伯因着信献祭与神比该隐所献的更美。
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
为什么亚伯献祭比该隐更美？
How is it that Abel was able to offer a better and more excellent sacrifice?
因着信。
It is by faith.
所以我们今天在做圣工。
So today, as we serve God,
就是在献祭。
We are making a sacrifice.
那这个圣工到底在神面前好不好？
Whether or not the work that we do is acceptable to God or not,
不能从外表来看。
It is not judged by the outward appearance.
要从心里的最深处来看。
But it is determined from the innermost depths of our heart.
我们是做给人看还是做给神看？
We need to ask ourselves: Are we doing this for God or for man?
如果我们从心里面，我现在是要为神来做。
If from our heart we are doing it for God,
所以我要照着神喜欢的方式来做。
So we are determined to do it according to what is pleasing to God.
这个就是亚伯在献祭。
Then this is Abel's offering.
是蒙神悦纳的。
It is accepted by God.
所以信心会影响我们服事神的态度。
So our faith will determine the way that we serve God.
不是外在一种敷衍。
It is not an outward service.
是内心要讨神喜欢的一种侍奉。
But it is an inner service seeking to please God.
所以信心会影响我们的价值观。
So our faith will affect our values.
会影响我们的生活方式。
It will affect how we live our lives.
会影响我们的服事。
It will affect our servitude.
它是每一天跟我们的生活都有关系的。
It has direct relationship with every aspect of our lives.
唱诗。
Let us sing here.
478.
478.Be seated, please.
信心从哪里来？
Where is faith?
希伯来书十二章说，主耶稣是信心创始成终的一位。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 tells us that Jesus is the beginning and the finisher of our faith.
就是信心是他给我们的。
He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
所以我们要求神给我们信心。
So we should pray to God to give us faith.
那这也是恩典。
And faith is also a grace.
所以信心比别人大，我没有什么可夸，这是神给我们的。
To have greater faith than others, there's nothing to boast about because it came from God.
那祷告圣灵充满，我们信心就会一直增加。
When we pray and be filled by the Holy Spirit, our faith will increase.
我们最后要来祷告。
We shall now kneel down and pray.
我们特别为下一个月的灵恩布道会的祈祷。
I pray especially for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
求主耶稣带领祝福。
May the Lord guide us and bless us.
让更多的朋友能够来接受真理。
So that more friends and true seekers can come and accept the truth.
也让主内的同龄信仰能够得到造就。
And also may the faith of our members be edified.
一起来祈祷。
Let's only now pray.